Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. And these are the five stories we're watching.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
A lot of stuff always happening coming out of this administration. Try to get you the headlines so you know what is going on as things are coming out fast and furious. Number five. Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Number five, Education Secretary Linda McMahon wrote a letter to Harvard saying, yeah, don't call us. We're not going to give you any federal grants because you keep breaking the law with race-based admissions, violating executive orders, and plus, you know, the whole anti-Semitism thing. Yeah, that was a problem.
Yeah, there is that.
She says, hey, if you need money, hey, you got that $53 billion endowment. Why don't you take a little bit of that?
She listens to the show. She heard Van Camp say
it. Right. President Trump signed an executive order aimed at ending gain-of-function research in China and other nations, the funding, that is. The Trump administration is taking another step to supercharge the deportation efforts, for number two, by deputizing law enforcement across the country to carry out immigration enforcement. That's according to a Department of Homeland Security memo obtained by the Daily Wire. Number two, CNN interviewed a cartel member who said he respects Trump for labeling them as a terrorist organization because Trump was he's trying to protect his own people. I can't hate that.
Yeah, but fascism.
Yeah. Hate the game, not the player, you know?
Yeah.
And then number one, speaking of terrorists, the Houthis have apparently said they're going to stop blowing up ships. President Trump talked about that today in the White House.
Had some very good news last night. The Houthis have announced that they are not, or they've announced to us at least, that they don't want to fight anymore. They just don't want to fight. And we will honor that. And we will... We will stop the bombings, and they have capitulated. But more importantly, we will take their word. They say they will not be blowing up ships anymore, and that's what the purpose of what we were doing. So that's just news. We just found out about that. So I think that's very, very positive. They were knocking out a lot of ships going, as you know, sailing beautifully down the various seas. It wasn't just a canal. It was a lot of other places.
The various.
And I will accept their word, and we are going to stop the bombing of the Houthis, effective immediately. And Marco, you'll let everybody know that.
Yeah, give him a heads up.
There are times when he needs to take the off ramp.
I don't know, man. It's just entertainment.
The various seas, not just the canal. It's various seas.
This has been effective for him a number of different times where he says, listen, you keep this up. And you know,
I would bomb the shit out of them.
And it's going to end. And sure enough, it just was relentless. And finally, they're like, we don't want to fight anymore. Okay. So when people are talking about the tariffs, it's not going to work, whatever, whatever, right? Give it some time. Let's see if it works or not.
Listen, you mother, we're going to tax you 25%.
Let's see if it works.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't everybody have a little time here? Just a little patience? That would be good. You know, it's been talked about a lot. AI is going to take over fast food. Drive-thrus, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See this headline. Employees have to intervene 22% of the time when it comes to AI right now with drive-thrus. Does that seem like a lot?
Yeah.
It does. I wonder, I would like to know, I don't know what metric you would use, but I would like to know what the success rate is with all humans versus AI.
Yeah, sometimes it's especially specialty orders, apparently. But I would guess they'll get that fixed in a short amount of time. We'll see. This is the Markley, Van Camp, Robbins Show.
So you're breaking the AI, Jamie.
Yes.
Yeah, he does when he orders.
Yeah.
You're like, I want a hamburger, but not the way that everybody else on the planet eats hamburgers.
No, a cheeseburger, but I don't want,
I don't want cheese on it.
I want cheese on it, but I don't want your pickles and a bunch of bull bleep. Okay, I don't want all that. I want the cheese on it.
Yeah, it's a joy going through the drive-thru with him.
That's why I don't even do it with you anymore, because I don't want to listen to your griping. You it's like, go to Arby's so I can get roast beef.
I hate the words, you got to pull up, please. Oh, gosh. Wait on your stupid hamburger. Rather than just take off the onion and take off the pickle. No. Can't even touch it. Can't even touch my bun.
Well, not then it gets all over the bun, and then right. It's a part of the cheese, and you taste it. I don't want it.
Yeah. I eat my whole bag while you're waiting for one to come out.
What's your story to News Update next?